When I jumped bail and left the States, the heat on junk already looked like something new and special. Initial symptoms of nationwide hysteria were clear. Louisiana passed a law making it a crime to be a drug addict. Since no place or time is specified, and the term addict is not clearly defined, no proof is necessary or even relevant under a law so formulated. No proof, and consequently, no trial. This is police state legislation penalizing a state of being. Other states were emulating Louisiana. I saw my chance of escaping conviction dwindle daily as the anti-junk feeling mounted to a paranoid obsession like anti-Semitism under the Nazis. So I decided to jump bail and live permanently outside the United States. Safe in Mexico, I watched the anti-junk campaign. I read about child addicts and senators demanding the death penalty for dope peddlers. It didn't sound right to me. Who wants kids for customers? They never have enough money, and they always spill under questioning. Parents find out the kid is on junk and go to the law. I figured that either stateside peddlers have gone simple-minded, or the whole child addict setup is a propaganda routine to stir up anti-junk sentiment and pass some new laws. Refugee hipsters trickled down into Mexico. 6 months for needle marks under the vag addict law in California. 8 years for a dropper in Washington. 2 to 10 for selling in New York. A group of young hipsters dropped by my place every day to smoke weed. There was Cash, a musician who played trumpet. There was Pete, a heavy-set blonde who could have modeled for a clean-cut American boy poster. There was Johnny White, who had a wife and 3 children and looked like any average young American. There was Martin, a dark, good-looking kid of Italian stock. No zoot suiters. The hipsters had gone underground. I learned the new hipster vocabulary, pot for weed, twisted for busted, cool, an all-purpose word indicating anything you like or any situation that is not hot with the law. Conversely, anything you don't like is uncool. From listening to these characters, I got a picture of the situation in the U.S., a state of complete chaos where you never know who is who or where you stand. Old-time junkies told me if you ever see a man take a shot in the arm, you know he is not a federal agent. This is no longer true. Martin told me, "This cat fell in and says he's sick. He had the names of some friends of ours in Frisco. So these 2 other cats turned him on H, and he was fixing right with them for over a week. And then they got busted. I wasn't along when it happened because I didn't dig this cat, and I wasn't on H at the time. So the lawyer for these 2 cats that got twisted found out the cat was a federal narcotics agent. An agent, not a pigeon. Even found out his name." And Cash told me of cases where 2 hips take a fix together, and then one pulls out his badge. "How can you beat it?" Cash said. "I mean, these guys are hips themselves, guys just like you and me, with one small difference. They work for Uncle,